This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
My Stiggy and Sarah Love on FUBAR Radio.
See, you could be having the darkest thoughts, darkest day. Sky's grey and all your thoughts stay the same. No change, stuck in a rut, can't feel pain. Numb to the fact you even exist in wishing I could break away, slay the beast that stays in me. I've forgotten just who to be. Lately I've been acting like somebody else for someone else. No good for my health, it's got me twisted. Strange, rearrange your environment so you can free pain. No gain for your spirit if we all think the same. There's no change for the gimmicks if our minds have been slayed. So, oh, so simple that not everybody fits into this. What is this? Clone harvesting, shh, where you sit. Wait to be told and follow trends. Creation is the essence of life, it never ends. Whoa.
Before the 19th century. They all came into being to meet the needs of industrialism. So the hierarchy is rooted on two ideas. Number one, that the most useful subjects for work are at the top. So you were probably steered benignly away from things at school when you were a kid, things you liked, on the ground you would never get a job doing that. Is that right? Don't do music, you're not going to be a musician. Don't do art, you won't be an artist. Benign advice. Now, profoundly mistaken. The whole world is engulfed in a revolution. And the second is academic ability, which has really come to dominate our view of intelligence because the universities designed the system in their image. If you think of it, the whole system of public education around the world is a protracted process of university entrance. And the consequence is that many highly talented, brilliant, creative people think they're not because the thing they were good at school wasn't valued or was actually stigmatized. And I think we can't afford to go on that way.
Aww, that's a nice message, isn't it? We need that upliftment right now. That track was Amy True. Gifted Misfit is the name of the tune. It's produced by Kimo, featuring Joe Armand Jones of Ezra Collective on the keys there. And that's taken from Amy's debut solo album, which is called 11. It's out now. Search up Bandcamp online and you will find out. My name is Sarah Love, and shortly I shall be joined with the one and only finally master of ceremonies over here at Foodbar Radio, Mice Diggy. But first of all, we have to say a big thank you to Ian Boldsworth, who's been taking care of you for the last 2 hours. And you can listen back to his show and all Foodbar shows on the website. Last week on this show, I was away, but Mice was taking care of you and it was super fresh. And he was joined by Nutty P and Morel live in the studio too. The open mic was kind of flamey as well. So if you missed out on that, it's foodbarradio.com/shows/hiphop and get involved. There's so many cool past episodes we've had, even if I do say so myself. So you need to check it out. And today we have more goodies galore for you guys. Coming up, we're going to be joined by DJ Snips live in the studio. We have a special guest on the line too. Of course, every week we have to investigate those burning issues in life and bring you them life hacks via Mice's investigation. We've got an open mic as usual. We've got a gig guide letting you know all the cool things that are happening in town. And I got new music for you from Kalashnikov, Fly Anakin, Triple V. So you know we're taking care of all your hip-hop needs and beyond. And you know what? This show really is about you guys. So hit us up because I want to send you a shout out. You can get in touch with us on Twitter at Foodbar Radio. You can email us as well. Email hiphop@foodbarradio.com. Oh, I'm being told by the crew the Mice is here. It's not often that I get to see him the other side of the glass. But here, look, if I put the mic up, you'll hear him break into the studio. Slam the door or something. There you go. Yeah, you see that? Oh, click. Yeah, woo! High five. Team are back together again.
What's going on, bitches and bitchettes? Don't count me out.
Just in the nick of time. Yes. But I'll give Mice a chance to settle down. See you on the capis. While I send a quick big up. Very quick, because we're going to get into some important big ups after this. But yesterday, it was the great Jam Master Jay's birthday. And I just think he's such an important person for us to remember. And I want us to try and work on celebrating people's birthdays rather than the date they died, you know. Like, let's try and start a new trend with this. Because to me, Jam Master Jay, he was the DJ in Run DMC, if you don't know. If you don't know, punch yourself in the face. No, I'm joking. And he, in my opinion, is one of the most influential and iconic figures in the history of hip-hop. I mean, he's a big part of why I wanted to be a DJ, because you look at him and he just looked so cool. Like, he still looks cool, even by 2018 standards. I nearly said 2017. And sadly, he was brutally murdered while he was at a studio session back in 2002. Time is just flying, and it's just appalling because it's still an unsolved crime. And, you know, what an influential person in the history of just popular music. It reaches way further than hip-hop, rap, any of that stuff. And I just love him so much, so I thought it was only correct that we said
big up, big up.
And on that tip, let's play you something by the great Run DMC.
DJs and MCs, coming up next to one and only incredible Yo, back up from the road, Paul.
Yo, D, that's me, the king, the MC. Rhyme get mine on a T.O.P. Can another MC ever f*** with D?
Hell no.
It's like the A, the B, to the C. It's easy.
1, 2, 3.
DJ, that's a J, I'm DMC.
So it is done.
It's time for we to see. So what, so rhyme, speak your piece.
Why?
Cause you can't touch down, Master J. Cause it's number
1, 2, 3, 4. Get it.
A little message from
you. I roam in the zone of the microphone. And I on the drone, but I'm not alone. Not bone of steel and not of stone. I'm known to be prone to make your mama moan.
Time for the rhyme, so let the thought shine. Came with the fame and the name divine. Run out the front, but you can give me your ring. Show got to go and now a word from the king.
Hardcore, rhymes galore. Giving you more.
Love that. This is FUBAR Radio.
Classic.
It's myself, Sarah Love.
And myself, My Stiggy, all the way live. It's look at this. Look, you know we're getting 3 minutes back every day with light.
I know. You know? This is why astronomy is amazing.
Give it a couple years and we're back to daylight, man.
Isn't it? They said, I think it's been the darkest winter in Russia. Like they had something like 6 minutes of daylight or something. I can't remember what it was exactly, but something crazy, yeah.
Russia's just dark anyway, so I ain't even surprised, boy. Shout out to my Russian crew, but I'm saying everyone's quite serious in that.
Yeah, but you can understand. I mean, speaking to my Icelandic crew as well, where they're just explaining how people just avoid each other in the winter because everyone's just like, "Arr!"
Where is it that's got the high suicide rate? Is it? It's not Iceland, is it? Is it Norway? Somewhere around there where they hardly get any daylight.
I can't
and
even remember.
And they got a really high suicide rate, apparently. Sweden.
Sweden?
Yeah,
oh,
possibly
that was with
Sweden.
A question mark. Sweden? Let's not tarnish the Swedes with that if it's not correct.
No, it's not like, but, you know, they're bad people. It's just that
no,
obviously not enough vitamin D can fuck you up a little bit.
Mm-hmm, but I did think of my Swedish peeps today when I was on my way to the studio and the wisdom they taught me where there's no such thing as bad weather, only bad clothing.
That's funny you say that, because, yeah, around that way anyway, the reason why I'm investigating why I am today is because some Norwegian shit that happened years ago.
Listen, I can't wait to get into this investigation. This is kind of controversial, Mice, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're setting it off, man.
We've got to find out what is what, who is who, and why is why.
But you know,
and who are they?
And who are they?
You know, when you have a conversation with people and it's always like, yeah, but they say that, da-da-da-da-da, and then you're like, yo, who is they exactly? I call them the PTB. The powers that be.
Ooh.
Because you can get away with that and people are like, oh. When they're like, who's they? Yeah, the PTB. Oh. Like, you don't really know who the PTB is, but you get out of it that way.
And in fact, I was listening to the World Service this morning and there was a piece that was talking about the elite and how the guy was basically saying there's not just one elite because we're constantly saying, yeah, they, and they want to hold us down, the man this. There's multiple elites. You know, and so it's like, I guess you have your elite in hip hop, innit? We could even chat about that.
But I think, this is like, you weren't here last week, but we were chatting about the Oprah thing.
It was one. Yeah.
And you know, because there's like the talk about like, yeah, but you know, how do you know she's going to go in there and be for the people?
Because I tweeted the week that happened. I've not actually listened to her whole speech because I'm kind
you
of
tweeted.
Boycotting. I know.
Mark that down. Sarah's on social media.
Yeah, I couldn't make it back because I was just so busy with all the replies. So I missed the show. No, but because as I was saying, you know it's bad on all fronts when people are like, oh, yes, hallelujah, Oprah might be president. It's like, just stand back and think about that for a second. Your solution is another celebrity. Mm. Like, if my car is broken down, I'm not going to the masseur to try and sort it out. I need to go to a mechanic.
Yeah. And it's scary, man.
And at the same time, this is what people voted for. They didn't want the elite in office in America anymore. They wanted to switch that up. And I understand that because we want more fair representation. But at the same time, if I want to know the realities of how to make a dope hip-hop track, I need to speak to someone who's experienced in hip-hop.
But do you reckon that maybe, because I was thinking like, wow, maybe America has fucked up that much. You know, it's fucked up that much that they're like, yo, these politicians are messed up. Let's just turn to the celebrities. They seem like they're more about what we're about. But then when you kind of, you delve deeper into it and you're like, ah, actually, I mean, obviously Donald Trump was like, you're like, he doesn't need to be running, you know, let him run his little reality shows or whatever, but he doesn't need to be running the whole country, especially with now, you're really finding out who he really is.
Mm-hmm.
But then the same thing could happen with Oprah, where you're like, okay, she's seen, you know, on her show, she talks about this and she's about that. But
you
then,
get Alexis, you get Alexis, yeah. You get Alexis. Like, that's, people think that that's what's going to happen if she becomes president or something. But we're living in this era of celebrity politics. I mean, just today in Liberia, you had the signing in of the new president of Liberia, who is the football player, who I can't even remember dude's name now, but he's considered like the greatest African football player of all time.
Mm.
But he's now become... George, not W. Bush, George Weah. Weah. George Weah. And Weah-y-man. And but you know, it was massive celebrations in Liberia today, and it's a watershed moment, and he's just taking over from the first female leader of any African nation. She did like amazing stuff, but at the same time there were kind of questions of controversy, you know, controversial issues around her presidency and stuff too. But you know, again, that's a reflection too. So with the American presidential system, if you have enough money to drive and promote your campaign, like Oprah or Trump, then you're going to get the attention, isn't it? And
I wouldn't be mad if it was like a Johnny Depp, Keanu Reeves.
You wouldn't be mad.
Someone who's a bit more terrified. Chilled out, you'd be like, yeah, at least, you know.
You know, he smokes a bit of weed from time to time. Things might change in that department.
Man, I don't know, man. But, you know, it's a bit of a weird one. Because I don't mind Oprah, but then when it's like, yeah, she's going to run your country, I don't know.
Is she equipped? Like, yeah, that's a serious job. And this is also what, because I was a massive fan of Obama. Like, he's a smoothie. He's a smooth operator, you know. But at the end of the day, you have to recognize the quality of this man that you're dealing with. For him to have gotten to the level to convince the entire Republican Democratic Party to be behind him, and as a black man to reach those kind of levels in a country which 30% of the country voted for a white supremacist in this last election, to be elected, and then how he just managed international balance of affairs and things, like, he's quite a formidable character.
Yeah,
really.
I mean, now you can definitely say, like, okay, because he's been sandwiched in between Bush and Trump, and then, you know, so the facts are going to be there, like, when it's time to tell the history, the facts will be there. But do you think Trump is going to last another... He's going to be able to do another term or what?
Well, one of my favorite journalists, I think he's the best interviewer around today, full stop, internationally, Stephen Sacker. He does these talks, Hard Talk, and he was interviewing this Republican, the guy who is in charge of Mississippi, a black dude called Michael Steele.
Mm.
And Michael Steele was saying, look, Trump is not going to be impeached. Get that out of your mind. The 25th Amendment is not going to be put in place. That's where you have the whole Senate sign a bill and the vice president saying that he's incompetent. It's not going to happen. So basically, we got to roll with this situation till the next election. You know?
That's crazy, man.
And then on top of that, when you look at, on top of that, then you have to say, okay, for Trump to not then win an election, you've got to have a Democratic opposition who can really rival him. There's no one in the Democratic Party right now who has that status. Well, some people will say. And then at the same time, for the Republican candidates, there's no one who's going to challenge, who's going to do better than Trump for the Republicans.
Do you think Oprah could rival Trump then?
Because I think in terms of this being an era of celebrity politics, probably, because people are...
She was wearing that dress as well.
What, when she took a few ribs out to wear the dress kind of thing?
It would look like, bro, yo, what's going on there? How the hell did you do that to your body?
It's like, loosen that up a little piece, man. Do us all the favor, because we're all holding our breath watching
you. But her
you.
Speech was like, yeah, I'm trying to be a president. This
Bang
is like, imagine
shun.
Me being a president, right? You listen to it, you're like, wow, she's going for it.
It sounded like
I never
DJ
heard
Premier
sounded like,
on the outway. He's like, yo, what's up with you, break record caps?
Premier
like,
live. That's
in.
Like Premier, you know, he's screaming, oh, yo!
KRS, the Blastmaster Oprah.
And, you know, so watching it and hearing it, and I was like, yeah, that's a really good speech, but I don't know how people are jumping to that already. Yeah! Like, you haven't even had a year of Trump yet, and you look.
And this is the other interesting thing that this Michael Steele, Republican black dude, was saying. He was like, Trump is a reflection of what is happening in American psychology, yeah, rather than this yeah. being a reflection of politics. This is more about where American people are at. But you know, on this show, we like to kick things off on a positive tip.
Yes.
And this show is about reflecting, discussing the world from a hip hop perspective.
I'm going to lift up the rug and Sarah will sweep what we just spoke about underneath it. Let's yeah. go.
No, but it's on that same tip because I think this is a really important.
Big up.
Because this in this last week, North and South Korea, they have agreed to march together under a single unified Korea flag at next month's Winter Olympics. And the games
they've agreed. Who's they?
The two, like North and South Korea.
Yeah, but who exactly? Because
so
you know,
let me break it down for you.
Yeah.
So the games are
they,
held.
When you say they, skeptical.
What
face.
Did you say? Oh, the PB.
Yeah, the
oh,
PTB.
Yeah, I'm not smart enough to
who
be able
PTB
to.
Who's the PTB over them side? Because remember that. No, nah, but remember there was that whole shit at Olympics when they were like, yeah, the North Koreans are faking. Like there are people, they're actors or whatever. Yeah, they're all there, like, you know, like with the flags, waving flags and that, at like certain sports, and table tennis, you know what I'm talking about.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm joking.
My eyes are similar, so. And then everyone was going, yeah, they're not actually real supporters of North Korea. They're just there to make it look like North Korea have supporters. So when you're saying they agreed upon it.
Well, who? You see, but sports has always played an important part in politics. You know, Nelson Mandela used rugby as a way to unify the nation after at the end of apartheid. And so in next month in Pyeongchang in South Korea, that's where the Winter Olympic Games
South
are going to be held.
Yeah.
And North and South Korea, they have formed a joint women's ice hockey team as well. And this is all a result of like rare talks that happened in this truce village that is on the border of North and South Korea.
Shit.
Yeah, it's deep. And this is the first high level talks that happened between the two countries in more than 2 years. And this is after on New Year's Day, North Korean Kim Jong-un, he made an offer to send a team to the Olympics. And so basically this is like, and it made him look more statesmanly than Donald Trump, you know, because he's saying, look, let's chat about this, and this is how we can like start to like build bridges, kind of thing.
Yeah, you know, it just reminded me of that meme, man. When you Kim Jong Un, and he's like, oh, and the meme says, "I'm no longer the only crazy president," or something like that. I know.
In it,
like Trump has made him go, wow, I need to fix up, boy. Is that what people think of me? You know what I mean?
But you see, he's playing his hand in a very clever way. Like, there are critics in the there were people in the South Korean ice hockey team who they were like, there's no way we're taking North Korean players on our team because this is a team sport. It's going to hinder our chances of winning a medal. But they came through and they did the right thing. So this means this is the opening of the cross-border road for the first time in almost 2 years, which is massive. And, you know, if North Korea... And I just think it's an amazing thing because I think if North Korea and South Korea can step back and look at the big picture and do the right thing in turbulent times like this, so can you.
Yeah, but can Trump...
Sod that
That's
thing,
all
man.
We're worried about.
Because what
right
I realise with Donald Trump, he just wants everyone to be talking about him all the time. And so I just think if we just stop reporting about him, that'll be the beginning of his demise.
That's never
going
to happen, though, man. He's the POS. He's the peace. I mean, the president of state.
POS.
Yeah, it's the POS. Yeah,
yeah. But
you know, like, so people are, and the thing, what's worse about it is that he knows that, like you said. He wants that attention, and he knows that's the easiest way to get it all.
Just chats, crap.
Yeah, I'm gonna all the dumb people that thought they were voting for whatever. I'm gonna make them continue to think that I'm signing this and this is the be all and end all. This picture of me signing this declaration means it's happening. Oh, Trump! It's like, man, he's just proving how dumb people are. Like that guy. Reporter.
Dalai Lama, yeah.
No, the reporter you're talking about. It's true. He's highlighting how dumb society is now to put someone like that in power.
You know, but I just think either way, like a lot of people just think that North Korea is a crazy, uncivilized place. Which it's a closed country. Appalling things happen at levels of poverty there. It's one of the poorest parts of the world per capita. But I just think this is an amazing political gesture to unify, like through the Olympic Games kind of thing. And I think it just sends a message that this is how we overcome problems. We don't just lock people up. We don't just drop a bomb on them. You know. And so I just thought that was an amazing. moment, really. And on another tip that I think is also really deserves a
big up.
Public Enemies Fight the Power is among this year's inductees into the Grammy Hall of Fame. And it's been selected by a special committee for its qualitative of historical significance. And basically, to get into the Hall of Fame, you've got works have to be at least 25 years old to be eligible. And once inducted, they go on display at this Grammy Museum. And the CEO of the Recording Academy, Neil Port, now he said, "Iconic and inspiring. These recordings are an integral part of our musical, social, and cultural history, and we're proud to have them add them to our growing catalog." Sorry, and Fight the Power, Public Enemy. This joins David Bowie's Space Oddity, Parliament's Flashlight, Jimi Hendrix album Band of Gypsies, Dr. Dre's The Chronic, Nirvana's Nevermind. So I think. This is just a nice thing. It's a step in the right direction. So I was pretty happy to see that, you know, being that Chuck D is everybody in hip hop's favorite man crush and everything. But on this side of the water, something very cool has happened. And just the other night, Ezra Collective, our homies, Ezra Collective. Oh, you might want to put your headphones on, mice, because we're going to be chatting to the drummer of Ezra Collective. Femi is on the line. Can you hear us, Femi?
Yo, what's going on, Sarah? You good? What's going on, mice?
You good, bruv? What's going on? Long time no see. Happy New Year. What day is it?
22nd.
That's a bit, yeah.
No, it's quite late, but it still counts, man. Happy New Year, my brother. You good?
Yeah, good, man. Good to hear your voice.
Until the 1st of February, you can keep saying that. But the reason why we had to talk to you, Femi, is because I'm so happy for you and the band Ezra Collective, and I'm so proud of you guys. Because your album, Juan Pablo, The Philosopher, it won Best Jazz Album at the Worldwide Award.
That's big.
You know what, I'm just so, so happy and grateful that we got to win it. And you know what? It was one of them ones where I was just excited we got nominated. But then to even just receive the prize, it meant so much to everyone involved. And so, man, it was just a really special thing. And we beat some great albums as well. So it was just a special, special thing to like win. You know, everyone texting me like, congrats, well done, etc. Positive vibrations, man. What a way to start the year.
That's beautiful, man.
It is. And I just think it's so great because this is just the testimony. You guys have been working so hard, you know, and it's just like gradually chipping away. And this is just another milestone, I think, in the story of Ezra Collective.
Man.
It's just like, it's so nice when, like, you're working on your craft, you're working hard, but when you're recognised by other people for what you're doing and how you're hustling, it does mean a lot, do you know what I mean? So, man, it's just a positive night for all of us, really. It was nice to be there together, accept the award and everything. It was good, man,
I do like to think that you being here on FUBAR Radio did kind of help contribute towards you.
It was massive. But we got to do it again.
Exactly. I was going to say,
when you coming back, bruv? We ain't had you lot here for a minute. We were talking about that the other day.
Yeah, I mean, we tried to make it work like sometime last year, but I think it was just all so busy and flopped. Yeah, but we got to get the Google Calendar out and try and sync up and make that happen.
Yeah, man.
So what, I mean, also, I just think there's so much going on in the UK jazz scene at the moment where it's just really exciting because it's real talent. Everyone that I know of who's part of the UK jazz scene, these are serious musicians, you know?
Oh, man. You know what? It's like, it's been something that's been bubbling for a long time and it's just kind of like suddenly a lot of attention's been drawn to it just by certain little areas of the scene doing really well. So it's just a case of kind of now that we've got the attention, we just carry on doing our thing and try and grow it and expand it. And it's been a real pleasure there being more attention on it because it means like more travelling's been happening and more gigs are happening and more people are hearing the music and stuff. So, man, it's an exciting time.
So what is going to be happening next? Because you guys, I'm struggling to keep track of everything you lot are up to. Because I've seen Femi pop up playing drums on Jules Holland. I see all of you here, there and everywhere.
Yeah, I think what's next, man, I just want to play this music as much as possible and in as many different places. So I'm trying to, like, we got a Southwest offer, so we'll go to America for the first time, which is exciting. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I'm trying to get to, like, Asia and gig there. We're trying to go all over Europe. I'm trying to get to Africa. I'm trying to get to South America. So we're just trying to play as much music, release as much music. But most importantly, man, just trying to stay happy, stay together, and just keep on enjoying and learning together. Do you know what I mean?
That's lovely. And I really appreciate how you guys, when I listen to Ezra Collective, it's like there's no compromises musically, you know, creatively.
Oh, man, I appreciate that. Yeah, I appreciate you hear that, man. But you know what? It's like, I think one of the things that is attracting people to the scene at the moment is because jazz music can be quite an honest art form because, you know, you got people that have learned instruments and studied and practiced for years. And, like, we haven't really practiced our instruments not to give it our all on it every time, do you know what I mean? So it's just, like, it's one of those things where just trying to keep that going, really, because that, to me, is what's most important. It's all about just learning and enjoying yourself and spreading positive vibrations.
Definitely.
Exactly what you two do.
Oh, bless you, sweetheart. No, and also speaking this weekend with my dad, who is also a musician, and he was just saying, you know, this is one of the most wonderful things about music. When you study an instrument, this is something that you have with you for life, and it just brings 100%. So much joy, and it's a never-ending, you know, source of joy as well.
That's, you know what, that's why it's more important than the hype that's around it, because that's what lasts forever. Phases and hype, they peak and they trough, do you know what I mean? But it's like the magic of just being able to play my instrument with my good friend, that's going to last forever.
Yeah.
And that feeling's what, so yeah, I'm just trying to hold on to them moments, you know what I mean?
Aww.
So the awards and all of that stuff is all gassed and happy and stuff, and we're so grateful. But you can't ever forget why we're doing this, do you know what I mean?
And also, it's at the same time me getting to see you guys live on stage as the official band for artists like Pharoah Monch, too. I'm just like,
exactly.
Yay!
Yeah, exactly. That's crazy,
that,
man.
Them moments there, that's what I think about when things start going so well. Because when I was like, when Pharoah first hollered at us, it was like a bunch of 18-year-olds just happy to play. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And now it's all serious, but it's just so special that the way we felt then is the same way we feel now, do you know what I mean? Just a little bit older.
Yeah.
So what's all the info that people need to know if they've not heard the album yet?
Man, you've got Juan Pablo the Philosopher is everywhere. So you can find it on Spotify or iTunes or whatever. I'm sure you could even illegally download it if you need to. But it's everywhere, so just get it by any means possible and just dance and enjoy the music, man.
Beautiful.
Didn't it also come out on vinyl?
It came out on vinyl, but that thing sold out in like 1 week.
Ow!
So I'm just trying to sort out the repressing. Woo! That's why I didn't bait out the repressing. But if you hit
that's
up
always
the
a good thing, though,
pages,
right?
Yeah, 100%. But if you hit up the social media pressing, pressing pages, when the repressing's like available, I'll put it on there and you can get it on the physical. But yeah, man.
Well,
that was a really special thing as well, that the vinyl sold out so fast, man. That meant a lot to us.
Yeah, that must have been crazy, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
Well, can't wait for you guys to come down to another live session for us in the studio here at FUBAR.
Yeah, man, that would be beautiful. And honestly, man, thank you so much for supporting us from early, both of you, and inviting us beforehand and stuff. I can't wait for the whole orchestra to come through. We'll have a party, man.
Yeah, let's make it happen.
Now you're talking, boy.
Well, lots of love to
man.
You and all at Ezra Collective, and just all super
right,
congratulations.
Yes, so
when I saw that news,
so
I was
much.
Like, I felt like a proud auntie. But,
you are a proud auntie, man. That's exactly what it is, man.
Isn't it?
Thank you so much.
And now I want to make sure we let the people hear something from the album. So do you want to introduce this track for us?
Okay, so right now, queued up by the incredible Sarah Love and My Stiggy on FUBAR Radio, you got Ezra Collective. This tune is entitled Space is the Place, which is our arrangement of the Sun Ra classic. Thank you so much for talking. I'm Femi Kalyoko from the Ezra Collective. God bless you both, yeah?
Love
bless,
you.
Say love to the love crew as well, man.
Take care, yeah?
Thank you.
You hear that? All right, take care, yeah?
Thank you.
sounding so lovely.
You're damn right, you know what I'm saying? Sounds smooth as mother love, you know what I'm saying? Satin sheets with silk sprinkles on them. That's right, but you can hit my music, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Ezra Collective, you know what I'm saying? It's all good winning an award and shit, but you know, we got bigger things to investigate out here, man. You feel me? Like, why do triclones never stay on the bud whenever you need them to? You know what I'm saying? Or why does the ash always fall on my brand new jeans when I don't need it to? You know what I'm saying? Ladies and gentlemen, we want to welcome y'all down to the FUBAR Radio Cafe with none other than myself. I'll go by the name of My Sack Hayes. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, My Sack Hayes, man. And I'm a bad mother.
Shut your mouth.
God damn, I missed that last week. Yes, My Sack Hayes, aka Sherlock Homeboy, with my assistant, DJ Sarah Love. This week's investigation comes courtesy of, all right, I don't know, Sarah, have you got into this at all?
What's that?
Vikings.
Are you trying to expose me live on this?
When you say into. I've been watching Vikings,
don't
man.
Don't start me on Game of Thrones again. No, sorry. Yeah. Is that the new shit?
No, but you know what? This is actually Vikings? Real. This is based on real. This is real shit.
Oh, it's like actual like science and history and stuff.
Yeah, it's history. Yeah, there's science involved. Like, Sarah.
What is Vikings? I live in a cave, so you
Vikings
need to...
is something where when you watch it, yeah,
okay.
You look back at what these men were doing, and then you go on the streets and you see roadman trying to go and all, yeah, and I'm shotting, I'm doing this, and they think they're like, bruv.
Thank you.
These lot were doing some crazy ass shit.
Yeah.
These lot were building boats. I don't even know how they, but Flocky, that's one of my favorite characters. Flocky. He's the boat builder.
Okay.
Without him, the Vikings might not have been, do you know what I mean, who we think they are.
It's crazy.
But it's about, the story's about this guy Ragnar Lothbrok and his whole family and blah, blah, blah.
Mm.
But the craziest thing, this is what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I've done some crazy ass shit in my life, but I don't think I'd ever even muster up the feeling to go and do something. Them lot are like, yo, look, I just found this map from somewhere. You don't even know if this map is real or not. You know what I mean? You don't know whether these other foreign lands of, you know, with gold and silver and all that are really there. But they're like, yo, we're going to build this boat, Flocky. We're going to jump in the boat and we just have to head that way. What way? That way. I heard there's land that way. That's it. And they...
But that's also why I love astronomy, because that's how these people did stuff. You had the map in the stars, and that's how you knew that you were going in the right direction.
Yeah, so they had this little weird device that kind of floats, and you use a certain type of glass that helps. So even if it's overcast, the sun, you can still get a bit of the sun. And somehow this helps them. I still didn't even get it. They're always using it. I was like, I don't understand how the fuck that shit
Not
works.
A compass.
But they ended up wherever they needed to go. Wessex, York, Paris. They were just moving up the place like, bruv, I'm coming to your land. What we're going to do, we're going to set up shop, yeah? I've got some family, like some farmers. They're going to set up shop. We're just going to own this part. You lot can, you know what I mean? All this type of shit where you're like, wow. But there was a part in it that had me wondering like, right, what, I wonder what that must have felt like. Because obviously, with a lot of the Vikings, their gods were Odin. You know, they prayed, not necessarily pray, but they worshipped Thor.
Boadicea.
Yeah, all these different gods. But then...
lots of women were highly revered.
Revered.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but when they went over to, say, like, obviously, say to here, you know, they went, people are worshipping this god named Jesus, or, you know, it was just totally
but
different to them.
Were they even in that time?
Well, this is in... this used to be on the History Channel, so I ain't going to argue with them.
Is this a dramatical thing that you're talking about?
Yeah. But okay. It's based on reality.
Yeah.
You know, because we checked it as well. It's like, hold on a minute. Does that even make sense? Or did something ring?
No, something's screaming. Sorry. Anyway. I'm sure it's fine.
The voice is in
my head.
It's
all good. Yeah.
And so there was a point where, so he went there, you know, and then they're seeing these people worshipping Santo Cristi and, you know, in a totally different way. They're like, okay, this is their gods. Mm. This is how they pray to them. But then the one that episode I saw, they ended up in Spain.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was in Spain. Around the time when it was mainly a sort of Arabic town. You know, mainly Arabic influences there. Mm-hmm. And so they went into a mosque. Mm-hmm. Flocky walked into a mosque and saw people praying. And he was like, wow, you know, look how these guys worship their God. And all that. And all I was thinking was, shit, man, I wonder if he's thinking like, yo, are we praying to the real God or not? You know, like, have we been fooled all this time? All this time I'm thinking of Odin and praying to him. Is this a lie to me, Sarah, love? Look how gracefully they, you know, he's like, right, look how gracefully they're praying to their God. A bunch of other Vikings came running in like, yo, let's chop off their heads. He's like, nah, bruv. Look how they're praying. Like, leave them. If you kill them, you got to kill me. That's the type of shit. And I was like, man, imagine you've grown up all your life like that, like most of us have, mm-hmm. and you're told, you know, this is who you should pray to, or this is that. But then you go somewhere else and you find out, like, wow, that might have been a lie. Mm. They might not have been telling me the truth. So this way, that was a long-winded way of getting to that point. But what I want to investigate this week, Mice Investigates, what do you think is the biggest lie you've ever been told?
Crazy.
Hit us up, hiphop@foodbarradio.com. Or you can tweet us at Fubar Radio, at DJ Sarah Love, at Mice Diggy.
Of course, sorry, 1066 and all that. I forgot. I'm so dumb. Sorry. This is why that's I'm right. starting to do loads of courses, because I want to know everything. Because I'm just trying to remember the timeline of when different people occupied the UK. But that's also why we have so many different accents in the UK, is because of all the different invasion from the Normans, the Vikings, and everything. Mm. So this is, and then.
Bro, you ain't got to tell me. I'm watching Vikings. I know. I knew all this shit before you.
But that's what's crazy too with Christmas, how everyone wants to be like, yes, Jesus' birthday. There's nothing. That relates on the 25th of December to, or referenced in the Bible in relation to Jesus. The date of his birthday is not mentioned in the Bible. The 25th of December is relevant in pagan history.
So, oh man, that
the
all
whole
that
merriment
stuff,
and all of yeah, these things. Yeah.
Trust me, when you, if you like, what you'll enjoy it, Sarah, because it is based on facts and it's actually entertaining and it takes you back. You know what I mean? You're like, oh wow, that must have been what it's like in the sort of what. Bone ages. I guess you could call it the Iron Age, because there's sword fighting going on and all that. Okay. Not the type you're thinking of. Get it out of here.
Poor yeah. sword fighting.
So I'm watching the thing like, wow, man, that must have been frigging crazy. Like for me, you know, when I was chatting to who was I speaking to about it? We were talking about religion. Mm-hmm. And I was saying, you know, that for me, you know, Christianity was the thing I grew up in, Roman mm-hmm. Catholic school. You know, your parents put you into, well, for me, mum put me into the school because that meant that you'd probably get a good education. That was
Brother
what
Ali
everyone was
talking
taught.
To
yeah.
about it.
Yeah, that's it. Brother Ali
you
was
know,
talking to
you. You know, when you're hanging out with Brother Ali.
And I was saying to him, like, yeah, for me, once I got into a school where there were all these different religions, Holland Park, you know, mm-hmm. the famous Holland Park. Yeah, there's Arabs there, Muslims there, Jews there, Christians, Hindus, everyone. And then, so you're like, right, so which one of these lot are praying to the right God then? You know what I mean? That was the moment that made me go, I don't know if I can believe any of it. Everyone has their different path. Like Brother Ali was saying, once he found out about Islam, you know, he was really drawn to it in that mm-hmm. sense.
That's what worked for him.
Yeah, yeah. And I, you know, but I've probably seen a different side of it. Like all my lot, you know what I mean? They were using it in a different way, you know, like I was talking about fasting. It's only now that I'm grown up, but I know why fasting is important and what it means, what it's meant to be used for, as mm-hmm. opposed to just like some kind of discipline that when you're growing up, you can't eat. No, you can't eat until this time. You can't eat and that. It's actually okay. good for your body to do this shit, to cleanse your body. All them lot, you know what I mean? They were shotting during the day, and then at nighttime, whatever the fuck. Because sleeping during the day, and then at nighttime, shotting this, that, you know, whatever. Because you're not breaking the law, then, innit? Quote unquote, you know. But really, the whole point is to cleanse your body with it. So you shouldn't be eating at night, like cheating, and just I'll just sleep during the day because that means I'm not eating, and then at night, go in ski slopes, everything.
Because I think with religion, there's clearly a lot of very smart people who spent a lot of time thinking about the world that they were surrounded by. Mm. And so they came to conclusions of what made sense for the environment they were in. Today, we live in a world where we're so much integrated on a global scale. Yeah. So we're much more, we're aware of like Hindu ideas. We're aware of Jainism. We're aware of Islam and things like this. Whereas in even going back to like, say, the 50s or something, everyone in your neighborhood was a Christian.
Yeah, because that's what Dorothy over the street does, so that's what I'm going to do.
Exactement. So, yeah. So, I mean, I just like to take an approach where I'm not smart enough to be able to say I'm an atheist. I'm not an atheist, you know, but I want to be open-minded, have an open mind to everything in the world. And I think there's lots of really interesting ideas and food for thought in the Bible, in the Quran, in many religious teachings kind of thing. And to isolate myself to just one means that I have to disregard all the others. But this is a pretty deep question, Mice.
Yeah, the biggest lie you think you've been told, DJ Sarah Love. You don't have to mention names.
Well,
either.
I mean, yeah, like you say, we can go
say they.
Deep on the TPB.
That's
it,
yeah. PCB. How's that be?
Yeah, no, we could go in on religion. Of course, there's crazy political things like weapons mass destruction. But I'd say one of the biggest lies I've been told is be right back.
When you get told BRB, that's when you're
know,
like,
you ain't hearing from that person.
Yeah, bruv, yeah, why you have to BRB
I'll get right
me?
Back to you. And then the other one, this won't hurt. No, no, no. And then this one's a bit cold-blooded. I love you.
Oh.
I'm telling you, this is a deep question, Mike. What are you doing to us, man?
The biggest lie I've been told. This is getting all about. Where's the violinist when we need them?
I know. Sorry. Do we have
shout
to
out to... Oh, wait, who's saying that? Is that literally saying even her granddad knows what BRB means?
Ooh,
that's deep,
that's
man.
That's crazy.
You know, a 50-year-old granddad, what do you expect, though?
Say go on to grandpops, because just me and my 13-year-old niece the other day, we were like, what is this... TFW. Yeah.
Or WTF.
I felt
WTF
ashamed.
WTF or
no,
TFW?
No, TFW. I felt ashamed that I had to Google this. Yeah. But then I felt better because my niece, who's 13, shit. She didn't know what that was either.
Yeah, I only just know now. I'm going to like, if crazy. I had to have a phone conversation in 5 minutes, I'll be talking like I knew this shit for 20 years.
No.
Yeah. But TFW, you know what I mean? I'm like... Boy,
fam.
I don't even know, yeah. Bruv. Yeah, fam. Yeah, but boy, that's the... WFT, first of all, yeah? No, yeah. WTF, first of all. But you know TFW at home...
TFW
when... Bruv, I just spoke to Mice, like, mama's changed, boy.
Shouts out to Grandad Harvey. We love you.
Yes, Grandad Harvey.
But another one that is always cool that my granddad used to say, and, well, this is a well-known thing, is... The truth is the first casualty of war. So when we go back to weapons of mass destruction, all that go. SMH threw me for ages. Who's that? LSD or Abby?
SMH. Shake
Abby's.
My head.
Yeah, there's no shame in not knowing these things, Abby.
The
yeah.
worry is though, are people really shaking their head? Are they really like after you typed that? Did you really go, or did you do it whilst you were? You know. Also, lol.
Lol
is one we're laughing out loud. It's like, are you really? Some people say some angry ass shit and then put lol at the end, and you're like,
and that's how you get away with it.
Yeah, you're like, bruv, that just sounds like now you're sounding like you might have, there's some issues upstairs, you know what I mean? Like, you might be one of them, like, split personality.
But remember when lol first came out, and then there was something else that people thought it was. There was, like, laugh out loud. Lots of love, that's it.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, but then you can get lost in translation, man.
When man them, like, you know, in the group text, and it's like, lol, and you're like, right, you sure, yeah? Damn, man, all right, if that's you.
Yeah, but no, this question's real, man, because then when you want to take it to... Don't even get me started on politics. I talked enough about politics today.
It's hard.
But yeah,
I'd say
that's a tough one, and I love you.
Breakfast is the most important meal of the day.
Ooh, see, for me it is. If I don't
have
my breakfast...
I think it is different for different people.
I have a feast
at
breakfast. If I don't have my breakfast, I could murder someone.
That's hilarious.
You know, so...
No, she's lying.
That was a joke.
No, but...
LOL. Yeah.
Lots of love, yeah.
Yeah.
Proper aggressive
but
love.
But what's the digital pub saying about this?
All right, I'll tell you what, yeah. Shout out to Ashley Whiteman. As an MC, I can agree to this. He says, there is a perfect beat.
Hmm. Wow.
That's why you have to rap on loads of different beats, because there's not just one that you want to rap on. Ba-doom, ba-doom. Shout out to Eugene Dunny, and he says, the existence of Jesus.
Jesus was actually a real man, whether or not he's the son of God.
I think
that's a different question.
So I tell you my personal belief on this. Mm-hmm. I think whoever it was a magician back then. Yeah.
David Copperfield.
Yeah. On some David Copperfield shit. If you imagine Dynamo with long hair and a beard back then, and just pulling off shit where people were like,
whoa.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Where's he from? Don't know. How, who's his mother?
WTF.
Some virgin. His mother's a virgin? Yeah,
whoa.
WTF.
Yeah.
And then they start, like, you know, the little hashtags in the sand. TFW, you see a man walking on water for the first time. TFW.
See, that kind of upsets me in the Bible, how the greatest woman in the Bible is a virgin.
Yeah, that means she didn't go there, bruv. She's clean, you know what I mean? If you wanted to go there, still. Yeah, I don't really get the whole... but honestly, I think that's to create the mysticism of, like, wow,
female,
you know,
oppression.
Nah, I'm also... I think it was more about him than her, wasn't it? Like, he was born... That's how special he is. He didn't even come out of anyone's nuts.
No, but
he just appeared.
Mm, yeah.
You know what I mean? That's how special he is.
Exactly. But then how can we celebrate any woman that admits to having sex? You know,
as a virgin.
No, I'm just saying a woman to be celebrated as a virgin because she's clean and she doesn't do things like that.
You know, that reminds me of whenever, like, you know, when you walk past a church, I say walk past because it's a long time since. No, actually, I'm lying. I went to a couple of funerals still.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, when you, like, a church, yeah, so I'm still down, you get me? When did you go to church? Like, right, my brother's funeral was just like 2 months ago. You know, when you go and you see, like, it's a family going to the church, mm-hmm. it'll be like the husband, the wife, and 600-800 kids with them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you look at them and go, yo, you lot get busy. All this prim and proper, like you're trying to look, yes, we're a church girl. Yeah, but you lot get busy in the bedroom, though. Look how many, all these little runts running around. You can't even control them.
But that was after marriage, therefore it's okay.
Yeah, but they went in, regardless, like, you got some nasty, you know, they're getting up to some nasty shit in there.
Yeah.
If you got 500
experimenting,
kids.
Experimenting. Yeah. Yeah. They're getting creative.
That shit cracks me up. Yeah, they're freaks,
they're
basically.
Freaks. No, but that's also what it makes sense that the only reason the human race exists is because humans are freaks.
Yeah, and because some cousins got busy, some brothers and sisters are like, boy, look, it's only me and you here. Baby might come out with a couple extra toes, but look, from then on, we might be able to work something out. Shout out to my cousin Joe locked in.
Whoop,
Joe. He says, sorry, I'm late. That's hilarious.
But you're here now and we forgive you.
Yeah, but
like,
you know,
Christians,
so
we forgive you.
In terms of that, yeah, I don't know if he's a good Christian. When the time's right, you know what I mean? Bring out the Bible when the time's right. Shout out to Mark Lee Simmons. He says one of the biggest lies that he's been told is that it is legal to turn the light on. That it is illegal to turn the light on while the car is moving. Oh, is that? That's not true then.
I never even heard that before, but shouts out to Janae Travels locked in as well. She also said that. I never knew that.
Wow.
I never heard that.
You didn't know about that?
That's road signs.
Right, when you're building a zoo.
Squid.
Yeah, road signs. You're building a zoo and then you're like, bro, you know you can't with the light on.
On.
Yeah, but just leave it on for 5 minutes. I nearly finished. Then you turn it off.
I just thought you just turn it off so the feds can't see what you're doing.
Yeah, they don't even care nowadays, man.
No.
They don't. There ain't enough of them. Apparently, there's not enough police. I did get stopped the other day, though, so I don't know about that.
Did you? Wow.
Yeah. It's amazing, isn't it?
It's amazing. So, yeah.
One more, then we'll go to a song. Yeah. Listen to this. I love what Adam said here.
They'll be policing us. They're scared we're going to get shut down off the airways all this speak. Sorry.
Adam Nephilim says, the world map sizes.
Oh, see, that's fascinating. Again, why I love studying science. So you have, and this is why you always have to look at globes. Because when you have it, look at a globe, that is a true representation of
the size
of land masses. Yeah.
Tell him, Sarah, love,
but
what's the biggest continent in the world? Like, I went close up to the mic like that.
No,
that's
but is
this
a joke? Is there like a punchline to this or something?
No, because you know.
Well,
you know,
Africa is the world's biggest continent.
Yeah,
but you see, but then also it depends how you break up the continents as well. But no, when you see a flat map, what that is, that's this dude called Mercator. He created the map that we all know today, which is what you see on a poster.
Mm.
And it's called Mercator's projection. But if you were to take a globe and you draw lines from pole to pole and flatten that out, you'll have gaps.
Mm.
And so what he did was he stretched out the parts of the map to fill in those gaps, which gives the impression that the northern hemisphere is larger than the southern hemisphere, which makes Africa look smaller than it is. So a lot of people feel like this is the conspiracy theory as to
what
why.
What color is he though?
Well, he's a European, yeah, so this is the conspiracy theory.
I just know that when I talk
close
to the mic, like, this sounds serious.
You're saying it's like shady. What else were they saying down Digital Pub, mate?
They were saying we should go into a fucking song because we got some more fucking guests coming up very soon, innit?
Yes, like, we are going to be speaking, you know what I mean, to the one and only DJ Snips. And on this tip of lies that you're told, I'm sorry, I just had to do this. It's a bit controversial, but Chester P, I love this man so much. Yesterday, I just saw that he uploaded this video onto Facebook. What? And this was just him. Obviously, some rhymes that he'd just written that night or week or whatever over, I think it's his own beat maybe. And this track, you got a lit. This is bars. When I got into a conversation with dude in the steam room the other day and I was trying to explain to him about what MCing is, this is what I'm talking about when you have a responsibility. Yeah. My mystical
rewind
life.
Reload that, man. You got the way
we'll
you just slipped that in.
We'll come back to that. My life is out there, man. But no, but this is what I'm talking about when I say.
That was hilarious.
But listen to lyrics, courtesy of Chester P. This track he uploaded, go and check it out on his Facebook page. This is some food for thought, no gloss for the kids. Chester P. It's myself, Sarah Love, by
and
the
myself,
way.
Myself, Mice Diggy, the voice of Chocolate Velvet Cake.
Na na na. First line I draw beneath this title of their rule book, it's called survival. No Bible is gonna save you. No school books could ever explain how to pass through these barriers of red tape that tie you to their classroom. No avenues explored to take you and enhance you further than completing any task that you've been asked to. So take Columbus or Napoleon, bloodthirsty. Now ask your teacher if the history books are trustworthy. Ask who wrote them, then listen to the yarns they spin. Then ask your parents why they tell us not to ask these things. See some stories with gods, fairies and cyclops. Now ask them authors with some colour for that whitewash. Go tell your teacher you're more than a minimum wage, and you're not paid to go to school, so of course you're feeling a rage. They label you as trouble, detain you, fill in a page as a reminder. Little man, just behave, you're still in a cage. But to you, the only truth is a villainous maze. Your favourite rapper's bragging, he's bagging his millions made. He drives a flash car saying crack is a serious trade. In fact, his label sits recouping each penny the idiot's made. Fake guys and real guys, it's real wise to see through. Conditioned to believe that you've invented what you've been through. Don't let them grind you down, little man, keep your dreams true. You're in these streets, the streets are never in you. These gangsters will mislead you and gas you up to think you've made it. What kind of man will take a child and leave them implicated? Keep you out at night, train you as a soldier, growing aware that what he's raising is the person that will overthrow him. Man, I don't suppose it's nothing less than culture throwing vultures to the field mice. You need some other seeds for sowing. All you young girls, recognise the wrong attention. If he's twice your age, then gauge it as the wrong intention. It's nothing long, just keep it moving, try and do prevention. I hated school, so I left, I never did detention. It chewed me up and spat me out, left to fail now. I'm trapped between this poverty, road life or jailhouse, or probably all three at once. This monopoly is built upon the fact that we're not meant to fit in properly. They tell us that it's our fault, freedom is a mockery. Your lawmen are all murderers, there's nothing but hypocrisy. And now you stood alone like a word that was never read, that everyone's discussing once they send you off to bed. It's kind of crazy. The riots was the voice of youth talking, trying to explain that their value is of importance. Valuables were stolen, no valor rage had warped them, and looting's just a symptom of the values that we've taught them. But listen, young'uns, I know it's likely that you tried drugs. I tried them too, and that's the reason why my life's fucked. Just look at little Zan and stay away from the white dust, and try your very best not to blow up anything like us. This world's a heavyweight, you need to keep your back strong and your mind right. Keep your head stum till the act's done, cause you're the future. My only real advice is take a look around you. Do you wanna grow up like this in a world full of assholes, verging on a crisis? Just try your very best not to grow up anything like this. Your Donald Trumps and all the rest, you don't wanna be like this. Too many people lying to children, man. Tell them the truth. We fucked your future up.
Perfect.
We need
awesome. My investigation.
Exactly. And I don't care. That was just off a video that he posted, and I just ripped it off of Facebook because I was like, I don't even care.
Wow,
about
you know
the
how
quality.
To do that shit.
I know.
Sarah Love can rip it off.
No, it's because I have my cassette player right up close to the speaker on the PC. No, on my BBC computer. And then
on your Amiga.
On the Spectrum, yeah. And then that's how I managed to do it. But I love that. Chester, man, he's just such an amazing MC.
Yeah,
that track.
Sure,
go and check it out on his Facebook page. It's just a video. I'm feeling the beat and everything. Some food for thought, no gloss for the kids. This is Food Bar Radio. It's myself, DJ Sarah Love.
And myself, DJ My Stiggy. All right, maybe not.
I was just, like, what?
Yeah,
the biggest liar I've been told.
Exactly, I was trying to give you that. But we got another DJ here. That's why I wanted to throw DJ in, because
I
feel left out, you know what I mean? I don't really know how to dip it, apart from when I dip it with my... Yeah, I did that. I don't know if you noticed, I did that with my mouth, you know? What's going on, DJ Snips?
What's happening?
Long time no see, bro.
Yeah, man.
Aww.
How you been, man?
Yeah, good. I can't complain. Plodding along.
Yeah, that's good to see,
plodding
man.
Along.
Just plodding along, you know.
So what are you up to now? You back on production or what?
Do you know what? I had a bit of an epiphany last year where, A, I realised I'm old.
You realised you're old.
And I got to that point where I'm like, you know what?
Did you look at a granny and say that? Or
No. Do you know what it is? I looked at people that I went to school with on Facebook.
Yeah.
And that is scary.
Yeah.
That is really scary.
Yeah.
Why? What did you see?
I'm worried someone might listen to this.
I was showing my wife and I'd be like, do I look this age? Do
my
I look the
wife,
same age as
know.
Them?
Yeah.
Old.
My wife,
I know.
You know.
I'm old.
Damn.
That'll do it to you.
But I just thought, you know what? I've been producing for so many years and people know me as a DJ, and I was a producer before I was a DJ, and just thought, why am I sitting on music? I'm being so precious with stuff. So just threw myself back into it and just thought, I'm gonna put stuff out. I don't care if people wanna rap on it, sing on it, I'll put instrumentals out, whatever it takes, I'm just gonna put it out. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
You've got an EP, it's out now called Barbershop.
Yep.
I've got to admit, this is how thick I am. It was about 3 weeks and I was like, of course, Snips Barbershop!
Yeah.
What an idiot.
That's that Amiga talk.
Well, it's the whole Snips thing, but as well, it's also like the production is all very much just sample based, chopping breaks. So, you know, Snips, chopping, Barbershop. Studio as in a barbershop that you're chopping stuff up. So,
I see what you did there. It's clever.
Is it a bunch of beats like that you've been making throughout the time when in your spare time, or is it
It's all new stuff. And it's quite varied in tempos and styles and stuff as well, because I think, and I, you know what, without baiting up anyone's age, including my own, we're all kind of part of the same generation to a certain extent here. So I think we all probably have grown to have a similar relationship with hip-hop where... Mm. I love hip-hop. I still check for new hip-hop. I listen to a lot of... And I digest a lot of new music. But, you know, I became really disheartened with mainstream hip-hop. Mm. Like, to the point where I now feel like it's a circus. Like, it's literally a circus. And
you ain't feeling the tats and the weird hairstyles and the drugged out look.
But just even the fact that, like... all right, so the other night I was in a club and a DJ played Gucci Gang, all right?
Gucci Gang.
I didn't know that was a real song that people played.
Yeah, me neither.
Because when I saw it initially, I saw it as a record that people were sharing as a joke. Like, have you seen how ridiculous this is? And it's like, shit, things now take about 2 months to go from, oh my God, have you seen how bad and ridiculous it is, to...
Yo, this is the shit.
When
this is
we're
now
at
something.
A point where, like, yeah, you don't know if something is a joke or this is reality, this is
it's
where we're
problem,
at right now.
You know? I mean, it's how US politics has worked, so...
Yeah, I got sent the video. There's like these little kids, a few white kids, a couple black kids.
Yeah.
And they're like kind of, I don't know, it would just look weird. Like, hey, let's try and do a video to this song.
Yeah.
And so they're doing the Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang, but it just looked mad awkward.
Yeah.
They look like future NASA... work, you know, like these kids look educated. They didn't look like they should be doing all this dumb shit. But yo, it's so cool. Look, let me try and dance.
It's offensive, man.
It's
like
weird,
this is a thing. Like, I don't want to sound like a conspiracist when I say this, but like, I feel as though there's an element of like, it's almost like parading lowest common denominator American culture and being like, let's laugh at this. And you always see it because the people that co-sign it, they're always like kind of like middle to upper class kids who intellectualize it. Like, I've read posts that are like, you know, Gucci Man is a statement on post-racial America and an you know, abstract thing to the feminist movement. It's like, no, it's not.
It's not that deep.
You're just trying to intellectualize it because you feel bad enjoying it because you know that you're laughing at it, you know?
Or because you know that is whack.
Yeah, you know, it's just...
But I today, someone sent me a link, because I got to say, I'm not a, really co-signing too much of what the Blastmaster KRS-One says these days.
Yeah, that's...
But,
especially when you call him Blastmaster, it's like, whoa.
But someone sent me a post that he put on Instagram, and this was just literally as like before I was leaving to come to the studio, where he was like saying, you know, you've got these two different... type of people that exist now, where you've got boys and men.
Yeah.
Right now, what's being promoted as hip hop is boys playing boy games with little girls who are like, "Oh, I want him because he drives this nice car."
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and there's the industry, the people that you're who run all the outlets and everything. They're boys as well, kind of thing. Because there's no real man who would stand there and co-sign and promote this nonsense.
Well, you
so you've got the blind leading the blind.
You have got men in these, and this is what. This is what I'm finding
no,
really...
No, I mean, by age, then.
Oh, yeah.
But no, really, but are you a man if you're, like, doing such irresponsible things?
But the thing is, because hip-hop's so obsessed with youth, I feel like what's happening is you're getting people that are, like, of our generation who they've convinced themselves that this is... And I see it all the
time.
You've
got to go along with
it. And like, if a kid tells me, if a 19-year-old tells me he loves Migos, he's not trying to... convince me or explain to me or intellectualize he just likes it. But when a 35-year-old tells me, he's like, yeah, but the reason is because it's like, that's showing me that you don't co-sign this, but you've convinced yourself that you do because you're so worried about being seen as relevant to a bunch of teenagers, which is such a backwards
way of thinking. I felt like I was seeing from a while ago, and I was like, it's weird because you're getting people that you thought were really into the culture, into preserving, you know, the things that they love about it. No, and you know, and it doesn't necessarily mean, oh yeah, but you got to listen to this back then. But it just means like there are people out there now that are current, you know, in this day and age that are making music that has substance to it.
Yeah.
But just because nobody knows who they are, people won't co-sign them.
Yeah.
Which is kind of weird, because then as soon as Nas or Jay-Z drops like a this is boom bap, or this is, everyone's like, oh
yeah.
So it's like, shit, man. There's a whole bunch of other stuff that's out there like that. But it seems only until you look
but
like...
But that whole concept of waiting to be told what to like, that's not what hip-hop was supposed to be. This was supposed to be counterculture. This was supposed to be an anti, you know, what the corporate machine is telling you to listen to. Now it's become...
Well, not even necessarily anti, but I think it was us taking responsibility of our community and saying, right, this is what we're feeling, let's nurture this kind of thing. But and I think later, of course, then it's about fighting the power and the firing back.
I do think the whole... when something starts growing and growing and getting bigger and bigger, then obviously it's going to turn into, now this isn't just about that, this is a business for a lot of people.
So then how do you counteract snips when people saying, oh, you're just old and you don't get it, this is just what old people say?
And that's exactly what I get all the time.
I know, because I do want to ask you about how much Twitter beef you seem to get into.
I know.
You know you're not safe when you come through to FUBAR Radio.
You're like the Talib Kweli of the UK. I can't do it, man. But some people, because I'm just like, yo, you don't even sound like you know what you're talking about. Yeah. So I can't even argue.
That's my
problem. But how is it for you?
That is my problem, is arguing with stupid people.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, I don't have an issue with being active on my Twitter and being honest with what I think. Because you know the ironic thing is? If I showed you, which I'm, don't ask me to do it, I'm not going to do it. If I showed you my DMs from prevalent DMs. People in this industry...
Like
who follow that, you know, the very thing I'm criticizing, say, bro, what you're saying is so real, but you know, I can never say that.
It's whack.
I get that all the time.
No one dares say that to me.
Yeah, but that's so corny, man. It's so corny. Like, bro, how can you even admit it to somebody else then? Just keep it to yourself, bro. If you can't be honest with who you are, if you're so, like, if you can't depend on your hustle that badly that you're like, okay, I'm just going to give in and, you know, play the fool and I'm going to pretend that I'm 32 until I'm 60. So, if you want to do that, but there's got a bunch of people, like, and even like yourself, people that you've DM'd now that now know for
they
real.
Know
like,
that you're a fraud, you know?
And you want me to carry on respecting you, really?
But it's funny, man. Like, I think, you know, I tweet probably less than I used to, but my thing is this, I get one of two responses. I get people that hate me, or I get people that are like, yeah, you're saying what I think. Someone needs to say this. So for me, it's positive, because if you're getting no reaction at all and people are indifferent, then... You're just middle of the road. I've never wanted to be middle of the road, you know? So either hate me or agree with me either way. Like, I'm open to the discussion, but where I need to rein it in is I entertain idiots too often. There are people where I'm like, and like five tweets in, I'm like, why am I talking to this?
You can't help it because now you're like, nah, this idiot. Blah, blah,
yeah,
blah,
you know,
right, how can they like, tell me? I'm not even going to answer like, you now. And then 5 hours like, lad, did he really say that to me?
Yeah, it's just like.
Yeah, it's a funny one, man. But I think the beautiful thing is now, you know, like what you're talking about, people are getting a bit wiser, like what we saw with Funk Flex, you know. Yeah. It shocked me to see these freestyles with Funk Flex sitting there, but he's got people spitting on them, you know, and then... Everyone's gone
he's
crazy.
He's guilty, though. Funk Flex is guilty.
Yeah, of course. He's one of the main kind of perpetrators of this nonsense, as well as when you know he knows better.
He's
firsthand has been in the room with, like, exceptional artists.
Yeah. But, you know, instead of us, like, because I thought about it and I was like, look at Flex there acting like that. But then I thought about it, I was like, you know what? He's turning the corner. Now he's like, yeah, you know what? This is out of hand. Yeah. We need the real spitters. Yeah. We need people that are actually saying something to come on and freestyle and all that.
At the same time, I feel sorry for people like him and Westwood, because once I interviewed Westwood when
JoJo.
No, but I mean, I feel sorry for these guys because everyone's got bills to pay, and it's coming round to this o'clock now where the people who sold out a certain type, for lack of a better phrase, because that's not acceptable to say selling out anymore. They're now struggling because now you've just got to, like,
Me Too for selling out as well.
Let's get Westwood.
But no, listen, I'm glad you brought him up because I got no problem talking about this. I think, and it's really weird that it only seems to happen with hip hop, because if you look at, and I know I'm using Rodigan as an example, I'm not saying Rodigan is the pinnacle of, you know, British reggae DJs. There were people before him, people that helped. But he's a good example of a very well celebrated older man, doing reggae music. And if you go to a Rodigan jam and he's still very relevant, he's still very current, he has aged with the music that he supports. Mm. You're not going to a Rodigan jam and just hearing Alkaline Records all night. Mm. You're hearing 80s dancehall, you're hearing 90s ragga, you're hearing like old school 70s roots and stuff. And it's like he's shown that, you know, he's an older in this and he's matured with it. And I feel like Westwood could have been that guy for hip hop. And hip hop in this country needed someone to have done that.
But you see, I think Westwood was around in a transitional time of, you know, he was one of the most prominent names in broadcasting in this country, for example, the same as like with Flex kind of thing, in a real transitional time of hip hop, like from that late 90s to early noughties, where then it was kind of like, either I'm not paying my bills or I need to kind of adapt with what they're telling me, the powers that be, the powers that be, as in the industry are telling me, not the industry are telling me that they want from a radio show or something like this. And so I feel sorry for someone like Westwood, because now what is his position? All you have to do is run with this thing, you know, which is trash.
It's all you've got.
Because you have no credibility and you have no home base within the hardcore, you know, core kind of thing. And that's what I think is interesting happening now, because there's some people where it was like you're ridiculed for being, for lack of a better word, real hip hop or whatever, doing the traditional kind of thing. But those people are still eating, they're still out there touring, they're still like, they've got like respect, and that is like your DJ premieres or whatever kind of thing, but that is going to be an everlasting, whereas Westwood, poor dude, I mean, he's just trying to keep up with a bunch of teenagers. He's
symptomatic
60.
Of the problems in hip hop. I don't think he is the problem. I think he's symptomatic of it,
but he has perpetuated some serious things, like with how much he dissed UK at certain points and how much he had no respect. He clowned people at certain points in this country.
I definitely agree that he turned his back on us. You know, I was kind of involved in that. Times going to Westwood.
Yeah.
It'd be like the last 10 minutes. You're like, shit, they only, all right, well, you know, it's better than nothing. But then I feel like some of us were a bit outspoken about only getting the last 10 minutes because we're UK.
Yeah.
And then bam, bam, bam. And then he just felt like, well, fuck all of you lot then.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because I was like, shit, I was cool with him. I'd say I'm still cool with him. But I was surprised that it turned from having us. You know, we sat back after his show for about an hour, and he was going, look, he showed us all these blank CDs that have been burnt on or whatever. He goes, look, this is all the shit I get from UK. I don't even know what to play.
Yeah.
That's how he was talking. Like, I don't, who's who? He didn't really know the scene like that, apart from all the mid-90s and early 90s and whatnot. With all the sort of new stuff, he wasn't sure. And then also, I feel like he probably wasn't in, he's more, you know, road trying to be Do you know what I mean?
He's wants lost like in the kind of gangster,
yeah. Compensation. And this is what's weird about now, right? And I've had arguments with people where, because you've got so many people that aren't, and I'm not saying that you have to be from a council estate to understand hip hop. I'm not saying that at all. But I'm saying that you've got so many middle to upper class kids that have now become involved in this scene. For them, they're overcompensating for that by listening to the grimiest, most ignorant street rap. But then they're thinking that it somehow gives them some kind of... So I've had conversations with people like, I don't listen to that. I listen to street stuff. And I said, but what do you think that means in our interaction? I'm not saying I'm a street guy, but what does that mean? You think you can rob me? You can't. Yeah. You know, and it's weird because it gives people this weird false sense of now I'm included because I've co-signed this music. It's like it doesn't relate to you. You can't relate to any of it.
And that's probably, you know, that's part of like what culture does. You know, music comes out, the dress sense, the fashion, and people, you know, follow that, and then all of a sudden feel like they are that after a while.
Yeah,
like I felt like that with the whole sort of. With the sort of Drake thing, like it felt like there were people, like nerdy people that weren't really cool, were singing along, and now they're all like, they're cool and they're not nerdy anymore.
Listen,
and it's just weird. Like,
I'm still very much in that. Obviously, I'm not personally because of, you know, Living Proof, and we're still very much in that cool East London, you know, kind of hipster world when it comes to hip hop. And some of the people you see, I'm like, how? When did this become cool? Like it's so ironic. It's parody, like just the attitude of some of the cool kids, what they deem as cool.
The mold.
Yeah, the mold that they've come from. It's like I don't know, man.
But at the
same
time, at the same time, being devil's advocate is creating more divisions, kind of thing. And so it's like you've got them over there, the cool kids. You've got the youths who are from the council estate. Then you've got, like, you know, the real hip hoppers. Then you've got the, you know, it's like all this division kind of thing. Where, and I think maybe that's what was so dope about hip hop in previous eras, is that it was just this one entity that we all kind of connected with. And I don't think I necessarily need to be from the same background as someone else to connect with their story or their art. You know, I love Bach kind of thing. I love classical music. I love Tchaikovsky. I'd never been Russia.
But you've never pretended that you were from Russia.
Yeah, that's like, the...
And this is the thing.
I think that's where
it
started to get weird. Because, you're right. Like, obviously, Living Proof, you know, Kung Fu Days, it was just a melting pot of a bunch of different people.
Kung Fu was a real turning point. And I say this to people all the time. I actually have this discussion with Raj and Khalil a lot because I'm a couple of years older than them. So their introduction to... I'm not trying to out them on radio. But I mean, their introduction to UK hip hop or hip hop in general was the Kung Fu era, which was a real pivotal point in a much more inclusive kind of scene where you did see rich kids come and, you know, and it was kind of like, I know people call it backpacker and I hate that term.
But
it was that. Whereas when I was going to hip hop jams prior to that, it was rough. Like, it was genuinely really rough. And so I have arguments with a lot of the grime kids who are like, yeah, but that UK, that was just a bunch of rich kids. And it was like, nah, but there was a definite change when that, and I think it was a good change. I think it was great that, you know, other people felt like they could come and be a part of the culture and understand it.
That was because, an evolution.
You know? I think also like it at that point it had expanded a bit more, you know, like with the whole, with obviously Task Force doing as well as they did, and Skinny
Jest
Man
well,
was a name. You know, and
Jest.
So it was expanding into university type crowds.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
That.
It wasn't necessarily and it was a thing of like the music was, it didn't seem like, oh, what are these lot trying to act like? Whereas now it feels like that.
They were being them, and that was
now
all right.
Now it feels like people are forcing themselves to like, I take drugs and I'm a druggie and fuck the system and fuck the world. And then it's making people who weren't necessarily about it, but they like the you know, the rebellion in that. I'm part of it. And then that, but then 2 years later, you're all dressing and looking and acting like you're that artist that you were crazy into. It's like, it's confusing,
really,
man.
It's bizarre.
You, Snips, because this is all about promoting your EP, because I know that is a dangerous combination of the three of us here.
You've got to get Snips back, boy.
Don't encourage me. But yes, you have a new EP, Barbershop, called Barbershop. This is out now, right?
No, it's released on Friday. It's pre-ordered. There's a pre-order for it right now. If you go on houseologylabel.com, you can pre-order the vinyl. The digital is going to be out in the next month or so. We basically want to sell the vinyl before doing the digital.
Yeah. Mm. And then we've been talking mad hip hop politics here, but this is a bit of a disco flavor to it as well on here.
Yeah, well, do you know what? I segued away from what I was going to say before, but what I was going to say is because I'm quite, I'm not as passionate about the new hip hop stuff that's coming out, I've just opened my ears up to just listening to different types of music.
Well, let's talk about that after we play this okay. song. So I'm going to play for the people something which is a bit more leaning towards the hip hop sound on the okay. Barbershop okay. EP, because you get that exclusive business right here first on Food Bar Radio with myself, Sarah Love.
And myself, Digmund Freud.
And this is a track from the EP, Jamal's Dialogue.
Okay.
Let's do it. It doesn't even matter how it's going with us, because we want to know how it's going with you. Because
somehow my door has locked me in. I've broken my frame. I've tried to undo it, so I'm just currently waiting for a locksmith.
It's the weirdest thing in the world to be locked in.
That's crazy.
Yes, I agree. Is this normal? Like,
oh my gosh. So you're just waiting on somebody to come and set you free, basically.
First time in my life I've ever waited on a man.
Like that.
Keep that's the only time.
Every Thursday, Harriet Rose from 4 p.m. FUBAR Radio.
That's right, Food Bar Radio. Some shouts out to the listeners locked into the show. Tony, what up, fam? Tim Joshua, a regular listener. Michael ST.
Shout to Michael ST, of course.
And we have Jazz New Blood locked into the show, At Home with Hip Hop.
At Home with Hip Hop. Shout out to Simon. Shouts to Agent Abstract.
And
Locksmith on the Insta, Easy Brother Locks.
We want to hear from you guys, because this show really is about you. So it's hiphop at foobarradio.com is the email. You can also get in touch on the Twitter at foobar radio. Still to come, we've got a shout out some gigs that are happening soon, because you know we like to let you know where you can go and support cool things happening in town in the live arena as well. But right now we are joined by our guest DJ Snips, who's live in the studio with us. What up, Snips?
What up?
And Tim Joshua's enjoying the conversation, he says. And sorry, what
was the track he just played?
It was called Jamal's Dialogue.
What's behind the name? What's the deal with the name?
Okay, so the whole project, it's a little bit of a hint for crate diggers. So basically every track is somewhat related to the song or artist that I sampled from.
Oh, that you put, okay.
So yeah, they got really weird names. The main song I'm pushing, which I've done the video for, is called Love Jockey. And everyone's like, what?
Love Jockey.
Yeah, but
so only like cats that are like really into this will understand.
Exactly.
So are you setting up some kind of competition where, you know, if whoever guesses?
I just want to see like, I just want to see who gets it. I mean, I feel like there's certain people, someone like Mr. Fing is going to listen to it and be like, yep.
Yeah, but Fing, that's like, he's already, that's cheat mode right there. Mr. Fing is like, he already, you know he's going to find that shit
Of course.
He'll go and reproduce the shit somewhere. Go, look. Shout out to Mr. Fing, man.
Yeah, definitely.
And so after this, you see, because you were talking about you don't want to be sitting on shit anymore. So are you planning to do some more releases or what?
I've got so much stuff that I'm like, this year I'm planning to just flood. Yeah.
Just go in.
Yeah, remix projects, edits, just different stuff, man. Couple of artists, I'm working with a few people as well. Just trying to put stuff out there. I saw this interview with Jazzy Jeff and he was just like, don't die full, like die empty, get everything out. So I'm just like, yeah, so easy to sit there and get annoyed with what you see going on, and if you're not contributing, then you have no right to get annoyed with the standard of music, you know, if you're not doing something to try and counteract what you think is wrong with it. Yeah.
How long is it since you last released something?
This is the first thing I've ever released as me as a solo entity. Yet, like everything else I've done has always been me producing for artists.
Yeah, okay.
And the last time was really, it was during that kind of mid to late noughties underground New York wave where I did a few records for people like Sky Zoo
and
and Donnie Goins.
Jay Ronin. How's Jay Ronin, man?
Yeah, he's good. I spoke to him recently, actually. I need to catch up with him. I'm actually moving to the States in July as well. Yeah.
Whereabouts?
Where are you moving?
New York.
Yay.
Yeah, I've been
New
going through the whole green
sure
card
you
process
do that, bro?
And it's finally come
is
through.
Is your missus
so.
American?
No, she's
okay.
from here.
Snips has a beautiful wife. So does Mice. I'm so jealous.
Yeah, you'll get one day.
You know what?
Snitches
like, I mean, they're like, what? No.
She wants a beautiful wife.
No, do you know what's funny? My wife's going to kill me for saying this on there.
She fancies you, Sarah.
No.
She said she'd leave me for Sarah.
Listen, all my male friends are like, oh, yeah, your wife's gorgeous. All my female friends, your wife's so. It's always a bit like, whoa.
Yeah,
she just seems to bring that out of women that we know.
I just try and ignore it. Like, oh, thank you, man. You're like, wow, man, women are so gay, man.
But it's weird.
You're
it
a guy who never compliment
run.
How handsome and
damn, your man's
female.
Hot, man. it just don't come out like that. We don't.
They
but not like, you know, like women do that. Women, I think women are just generally more comfortable.
Way more
comfortable.
You start feeling uncomfortable, like, right?
Exactly.
I feel like I'm cheating on you. The way you're talking about, but
specifically with my wife, more so than any other relationship I've ever been in, it's like very noticeable. It's constant, like. No. Your wife though, but
it's
your wife.
Yeah, but
though,
it's
like,
also, I think it's also maturity, because now as
possibly,
older people, you know, whereas like
yeah, older women
youths,
do, there's definitely a ratio of older women turning more gay than younger women.
In how those people actually turning gay.
I watched Prison and Cell Block 8. They were all turning gay after about 30s. 24s and, you know, and below, they might dabble, but they were just straight up gay after 30.
I had 30. A DM, I'm not going to outrun. I had a DM from a girl I know, it's like, yo, who was that girl you were with the other night? Introduce me. I'm like, that's my wife.
Later.
Yeah, it was my wife.
Yeah, you got to watch your wife around there that
wife.
Way. Like, that's because if it was a dude...
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? So you have to
equality.
DJ
but,
Sarah Love. Yeah.
But you know, men, we're not intimidated by other women fancying our partners. We're only intimidated by men. And,
and
it's a weird thing. It's all to do with our ego and all to do with us feeling threatened by the idea of another man finding your partner attractive, but another woman finds her attractive. It's like, oh, it's fine.
Can I just make it clear? I didn't say that I fancy Mice or Snips's wife. I was just trying to pay you both a compliment and how happy I am for both of you that
just to clarify,
you managed to lock down a fine woman.
You're still
I mean, fine mentally also, not just... anyway, let's just move on.
You've been married for a while.
Mine is 5 years now.
Oh.
And you was with your partner for a while before that too,
yeah,
right?
We were together for a long time before, but then on and off sort of in between...
Yeah.
You know, the beginning.
Yeah.
You might
the middle bit was
on
and off,
on.
And then the end.
No, because.
It's a funny story, actually.
Yeah. Because, you know, I think this shows also the power that hip hop has to unite people, you know?
Yeah.
Like, because it's the power of hip hop has kind of hooked you up with your wife.
No, I wouldn't say that, actually. to be honest.
No.
So yeah, I would. I'd say it was the power of hip hop.
Yeah.
You know, I was listening to Eric Sermon featuring Redman.
Yeah.
And the words, "Damn bitch, you're hot," came on my headphones just as I looked at her. You know, there was a sparkle to the lips, my eye, just as "Damn bitch, you're hot" came on. And I knew from then, I'm going to marry this hot bitch.
Oh, this is brilliant.
One day.
And then so, the DJ played "Move, bitch, get out of the way," and you push that other girl aside.
Her
and then
off,
you were like, "Step, move, bitch, rugby, get out the way."
Yeah. But anyway,
but it's not been lovely talking to you, Snitch.
It's been lovely.
Thank you so much.
We've got to get you back on for a longer period of time, man.
When I've got nothing to promote, let me come on and just rant with you, and we could just
cause trouble.
Yeah,
start fires.
Definitely.
But what are all the links and everything that people need to know about if they want to check out the EP?
Houseologylabel.com. And the album is, it's kind of a hybrid album, as you said. It's like half kind of hip hop, a little bit housey, a little bit soul-y. When I say house, it turns people off a lot. It's not Ibiza fist pumping house. It's more like Moody Man, Andres, sample bass,
like
chopped up Detroit type of. No, it's like soulful stuff.
Kenny, what's Kenny Dope House?
It's from that kind of lineage, you know? Houseology.com, you can pre-order the vinyl. The digital will be out soon. There is a video that will be released either today or tomorrow for the lead single, which is being premiered on Complex.
Oh, sick.
Are you doing house dancing in the video?
Yeah, of course.
Cool!
Of course. Cutting shapes.
David Guetta or... No, when you say house dancing, do you mean David Guetta?
Also, as well, I'm doing a collaboration with a brand called Souvenir as well. They're a clothing brand, so we're doing a t-shirt collaboration.
Yeah, I think I've seen this.
They're doing really well at the moment. They're doing a lot of repurposing. So they're taking a lot of like 90s, you know, like they did one that Gary Warnett was wearing, rest in peace to Gary, which was like a Pendleton,
vest.
Bugaboo, like Columbia with a Pendleton inlay. Like they're just doing really cool shit, man. Like they've done a jacket for me, which is like a Carhartt workwear jacket with the sleeves cut off with Champion sleeves. So it's kind of a nod to the whole Detroit house thing, along with the Champion being like you know, staple New York. And then they've like cut out the lining and put like a load of camo stuff in it. It's just really, they're doing really dope shit.
So what about your own links then? So people can troll you and then see all these cool outfits and everything.
At Snips Tweets for Twitter, at Snips Music on Instagram, or check out my website, snipsmusic.net, and all my mixes and links to buy music and all that.
And the Party Living Proof is still going, because we often mention that in our gig guide, which we've run out of time to talk about.
Yes, you do. Thank you. I appreciate that as well. Come to Living Proof. However, also come to my launch party, which is on the 3rd of February at Junction Rooms, which is for the album, which is a little bit more, it's going to be a little bit more music-led, as in a little bit more kind of quote-unquote real hip-hop, like classic soul, disco.
Traditional. We like traditional, to say traditional.
Yeah, traditional. Living Proof is great. I play all that Living Proof anymore. Too, but I also mix in the new stuff because
wunderbar,
that's what they want.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Well, email
exactly.
me about that to remind me.
Who's there exactly?
You guys are guest list, come through, have a drink.
Yeah,
of course,
I haven't been to Liverpool for a minute.
I don't go anywhere
so.
About guest list. No, I'm joking. Not really joking. But
I have to rewind
joking,
that one back.
Thank you so much for joining us. Coming up
definitely,
next, we're going to get into the open mic where we have a calamity of fine MCs about to step into the studios. And this is something fresh for you from Kalashnikov. It's exclusive business for myself, Sarah Love.
And myself, Diggy Mice, that is.
Thanks, Snip.
Thank you.
Yes, bruv, good to see you.
When you earn as much as I earn, then you can tell me what you want. Until then, just keep your pussyclaat mouth closed.
Yeah. No pain, no gains, pocket full of Bobby and a wallet full of nose canes. So you can chase the dragon or you can ride the ghost train. So demonic, but the prophet keeps me so sane. Trying to roll safe, like cruising in a slow lane. Car roads rage, dudes are tucked away. You got a few stuck in the old ways. I grew a couple grades, a couple brothers need road gain. Yeah, grew stress, now we grow strains. But the irony's so strange, the way that we act is like we're back in the stone age. Chromed out straddy, got a bally, so there's no case. No wait, things are getting massive. Man attacking man with acid, man is using got no brain. No shame, what happened to the old ways? What happened if that was your old dame? Old mate, you be clapping up the whole lane, acting like the old saying. Who's sad and moving like a loose cannon, but this youth ain't got no aim.
So what happened to your job, man? How come you're still there, yeah, this time of the day?
Nothing happened to my job. My job's cool.
Cool? No, sir. It's two men inside, yeah. And one at work and one at work,
yeah.
You hear me?
insight, foresight, give thanks for more life. But they're trying to take yours with strap or knife. Big banks, moving like organized crip gangs, cowboys and Indians, you can get your wigwam. Supply conspiracies and theories of big bangs will get your double digits while you're sitting in a pig can. Riding a bird on the wing, feeling like a waste man king, but nothing like a bin man. But I still dust man, cause all we got is us fam. Train without a coach, I ain't waiting for you to bust man. Try touch man, I'll bust back before the dust land. All you see is dust and
I'm not sure anymore, who is knocking at my door, all the faces that I know. German is so sunny and blue, but I man can't see this in the sky, sky. And I'm sorry already, die. Missing me, oh me, oh my, my. Missing me, oh me, oh my.
And you two, don't
go,
be afraid to...
Go! Ooh, I love that. Kalashnikov, No Pain, No Gains, produced by the one and only Funky D.L.
Yep.
And that's the Sarah Love and My Sticky exclusive.
That's all you get here sometimes. Uh-huh. No, I was going to say
sometimes,
all the time.
Yeah, that's all you get sometimes.
A bit carried away. But we have been getting sent some exclusives, man. You know what I mean?
Internationally.
Like, getting love out here, bruh.
Yeah, that's how we roll. And we take care of you every Monday, 4 till 6 p.m. right here on FUBAR. And every Monday, we also like to make sure we're representing, you know, the whole spectrum of hip-hop. And that's why we have the open mic every week.
Exactly. We like to make sure MCs that are out there get their voice heard on the place where it really means something. And that is right here on FUBAR Radio, the hip-hop show. We are joined by three guests. Have you three of you been here before? Only one of you?
It's all becoming a blur now. We're right. Like, who are you? Have we
so
met?
We got Pro Griff here.
Oh, sorry. I'll put your microphones up as well. That will help.
Yeah, Poe.
Poe. Is it Poe or Pro?
Poe.
I ain't gonna ask what that means. You know what I mean? It's like the PTB, you know about the PTB, right? Bruv.
It's literally a baby nickname, like.
TFW. You look on the internet. Alright. So, how do you get Poe? Where's Poe Griff? How did that come about?
The Poe is what my dad used to call me when I was a kid, and my surname's Griffiths. Well, my granddad used to call him Griff too. He used to write poetry and shit. So, amalgamated both sides.
So clever. Professor Griff never hit you up like, yo son, you stealing my culture.
We've had a bit of a beef on Twitter, but
honestly.
No.
See how excited Sarah
I'm getting
was
him on the phone now.
I'd like to think I was that significant.
That's Sarah's
Prof
idea
Griff
of
ain't been cutting me down yet. Hopefully one day he'll give me shit.
Okay.
So where have you come down from?
West Wales, motherplucker.
West Wales.
Where is that in West Wales?
Field?
I mean, I know it's all the same, but no.
Flandish Hill.
Oh, I love that.
So that's with Squires. You come down with Poe as well.
We're brothers.
Are you brothers?
Yeah. Oh,
just
my goodness.
Don't look alike at all.
I was gonna say.
You got the round eyes. He's got the Chinese one. You got the Greek look. He's got the Cypriot.
I got that Nordic face.
Yeah. Wait, do you watch Vikings? No, anyway.
Do you speak Welsh?
Yeah, that's
badly.
What I want to
ask. Dim and Sharad Cymraeg.
What does that mean?
That means I don't speak Welsh.
I'm sorry.
Hey, teach that to Sarah, you got a loud Welsh.
I know
now.
How
you
to say Llantwit Major.
That's
the place in Wales.
Rhydwen Dim and Siarad Cymraeg.
Word up.
Means I don't speak Welsh. So
I'll get back to you on that.
Which part of that was like Welsh?
Cymraeg, all of it.
Cymraeg.
Cymraeg.
No, the word. Well,
Cymraeg.
Cymraeg
is Welsh.
Because it's played Cymru.
Yeah, Cymru.
Love it, Sarah.
I didn't realise I was giving cultural lectures.
Yeah. We're also enjoying. Now we're going to learn some Ghanaian.
Yes.
Twinkie Blues back in the building. What's going on, bruv?
Hey, me and Double Shee.
Hey.
I'm good,
Double
bro. I'm good. I'm thanking you. Yeah, I'm well.
Good
you know,
to see
happy
you, man.
To be back.
Happy New Year as well, guys. It's 20 seconds, so you can still say that shit. Yeah, we only did it last week. That's a bit weird if we happy New Year.
New Year happens. Wow. Yeah, I know. I'm still catching up too.
So busy.
Yeah, man was waved out somewhere, boy. Like, what year
was
it, bro?
I was drinking lean in the trap. I forgot.
Jesus. That one. Sarah, don't get mad now.
I don't
lean.
Know. I was just lean doesn't mean. They wasn't sure whether that was a joke or not.
Have you tried lean yet?
No.
No one ain't tried it.
That was a full blown joke.
Just asking for a friend. That's all.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Stay away.
Like, I never enjoyed cough mixture when I was a kid. I'm ill. Why the fuck am I going to enjoy it now when I don't have a cold? Like, what the fuck is that going to do for me?
Aww. No, just so that I can.
Yeah, I don't get the take loads of downers and go out wave. Like,
weird, man.
I'm drink lean and take Valium, just go out.
Yeah, I want to go
fall
sleep.
Asleep on the dance floor. Yeah.
Like. That's some mix. Oh, that's where the world we're in now is different, isn't it? Twinkie, what you been up to then?
Boy, starting the new year, trying to just, you know, keep the momentum up from end of last year. Mm. New project out. Yeah, Sessions Volume 1. Mm-hmm. Check it out.
Exclusive.
Yeah, otherwise, yeah, just preparing for a big year. Just
that's what we like to hear, boy.
That's it.
What better way to get prepared than be on here, the hip-hop show.
Uh-huh.
This is what we do each and every Monday, mother lovers.
Yeah.
Of course, like I said, man, we like to get guests that are trying to get their name out and we'll see what we could do for them. Also, that's not just with the MCs, that's also producers.
Mm.
This week, we have a beat by Astro Blacksmith.
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Yeah, I know you guys are ready to go in. You lot were here like hour ago. The Welsh guys were here like hour and a half ago. Like, yo, bro, it's the open mic yet? I was like, nah, 5 o'clock, bro. So I know it's about to go down in a crazy way. DJ Sarah Love on the beat button.
Wicked, wicked.
See it there?
Yeah, coming up a bit.
Ooh, okay, I know this is going to be crazy.
Let's go first.
Now, one of you guys go and set it off because you're on that side, yeah? Remember what I said? Let the guy know, you know what I mean?
Tag team.
Yo.
All right, Twinkie Blue in the building.
Yeah, yeah, gonna open it up.
It sounds nice, yeah? The beat sound all right, yeah?
Yeah, beat's nice, yeah.
All right, Astro Blacksmith.
Coming through with that freestyle, Twinkie B, you know, that's what I do.
All right.
Free, off the top of the dome. Trying to bring it out from home, that's the new track. Boom, boom, bap, that's what I do when I do rap. Hope you guys see that. It's no secret that, in fact, the deep scattering things that go on in his brain mean he might be insane, needing asylum, but I'm just rhyming. That's all it is. Yo, don't hate, you know, get a form, kids. Get permission if you wanna listen, cause this might be rated R or X. Yeah, you know, the steps that I take to try and move up in the pedigree means that hopefully one day they'll see me as legendary.
Woo!
Yeah, spitting these bars, bro. Never spitting breeze, Chicago, or is it windy? You know, I do it for my city, London, the dungeon. Always bring something to the beat. Alien vibes, I'm just doing it. Trying to be staying alive like the BG's track. He's in fact one of those guys that speaks deep raps. Yo, on the streets that I step on, I don't need no guns cause my words are my weapons. Yo, who wants to step on?
Yeah.
Oh, Griff, what you saying, bruv?
Yeah. It's the micro blunt specialist. Mm. Tiny Rizzler, yeah, get it in. Eyes redder than the devil's dick. Griff hates fags like a Baptist. When I roll, it's only stink. Most rappers are homophobic, chauvinist pigs. I show up to the cypher like, show me a dick. I dislike your page like it's only a click. Dystopian civilization, emoji hieroglyphs. A pile of scripts, not Egyptian or Mayan. It's the doctor writing it. Couple zannies for bed. Drug cabinet like a plug in the back of the neck. Resembling Neo, way back in the egg. Land of the dead, wait, veg brain. Said the head in a jar on a segue. My sensei's retarded, my template's a carcass. I ain't an artist, comprende? I'm starving. I want a briefcase to make Hunter S drool. Since when have drugs from the government become cool? Just a fucking fool flogging a dead drug mule. I said, fuck you. I get a bit edgy watching telly. Ready to end it, weddy, benny, bend it, get it. Get the credit for the gun in Kid Welly like my friend did. Adventures of a menace, no Dennis. Friend request pending forever. You're a bell and I'm messing. I'm not what God intended. Got invented in the void with the boys. Ketamine or roids, it's your choice. Oi, oi, squawk, squawk at the oink, oink.
Oink, oink.
Lord of the swill bucket, fuck it, I kick it. Bringing the ruckus like Rizzo wingers. Coming for dinner, thinner or fatter, back. Are you chickens in a matter of minutes? Pop you in the eye for a bag of the spinach. If I kick it, it's going in, no fail, face it. Welsh winger like Gareth Bale when I lace it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Winger.
Squires, what you saying, bruv?
What are you saying?
It's the hip-hop show right here. DJ 7 Up, Mike Stiggy.
What,
walk with my vultures behind me. Rep Squawk Town like chess, rep Highbury. I've been killing it for a quick minute now. Fuck sitting down, less I'm fitted with a crown. Man, I'm hungry, I'll eat every mic in the country. I'm good for a slice, but the pie would be lovely. It's all or nothing and I'm going for the first one. Till I face plant terra firma with a burst lung. Walk street with a cold light Omar. Sat home alone, filling bowls up with soap bar. Sitting in the deep sweat, thinking, shit son, this week's gonna take a bit of wing in. But that's nothing new to the outfit. Half-baked bodge job shit, we about it. I use a kitchen cupboard as a mic booth. I'm 140 but I ain't fucking with the typhoon. I'm on some next shit like Jasper Wachowski. Winger is the only thing you need to know about me. I'm straight cruising on the 460. Got my headphones in cause it's boring me. Life's sweet, like dope dripping in the vein. Feet up, sending smoke signals to the brain. Is this kid insane? Born in the cuckoo crew dude. Introduce your daughter to voodoo. Who's new? Cause everybody's old. I exchange my soul for a bevy if it's cold. I'm a waste man with no escape plan. Clutching my spray can, avoiding the snake van. Like every other MC, spit bars, get cheese. Trip hard next week, turned into right now. Turn off the lighthouse, let the ships crash. Burning my mind out, yet it's intact. As fresh as a knife, sharp like a daisy. Dead in the eyes and the spars only 18. Squawk Town shit is like a daydream. Winger.
Let me try and think of something I can say that'll be popular. Only Welsh I know is Borida. I think that means good day or good morning. But you know, the flow tries to go on so I never be boring. Take it back there, cause you know man's here. And you know that I flow and I stand like a bear with bare chest hair or something like that. When I rhyme, it's not right rap, it's just off the temple. You know, doing it over this instrumental. Astro Black, I think that's what it's called. But I spit, you know, it's in form, so it can be in shape. Spit great, you know this kid's not fake. I drop tapes, no CDs, MP3s too. He's blue, and that means I keep going, keep flowing. Like I said before, but I want to not say today, Steve Owen. Mice, remember? But you know I'm nice and clever, so I had to pause. But of course I'd come through and hopefully get applause when this goes up on the internet. Yeah, cause you know I'm spitting it with some intellect. No need to disrespect anybody on the flow, but you know that I keep going. The man them know me as Cajolo. You know me as Twinkie Blue. This is what I do, spitting I bring to you in my palms. No, it's straight from the vocals. And maybe I deliver like the postal service. You know, sometimes you need to pray to the Lord God, or is it Lord Blue? Churches putting summon saw, no MCs get run and put into hearses, or is it dungeons? I don't know though, but cold flow is what I bring. I make them go loco, that means crazy in Spanish. But you know, I just speak in any language, like I did at the start of the interview. Yeah, like Australian flu killing you. Is that what's been happening recently? I don't know. Twinkie Blue, like the genie, be the same reference, but it's all good because you know that the page and I'd shouted out the session. Is what I try to do. My mind is ill like the flu. Like I said before, venom or spit is what comes out. And they say it's awesome a bit, but needs to be appreciated more. Need more of these fans saying, oh my days, he's raw. Gotta come again with it. Unless you wanna come in, you know.
Yeah. I'm balling as I get fatter. Couple codeines before X Factor, it gets sad. On the never ending quest for the 10 bag. Got jet lag from tripping off 10 tabs within him. Open a fresh tab with women's flesh attached to sinning. Jizzing my money away. It gives me something to say. I wouldn't clock in for pay. Clutch at a phrase. Trying to fly with it, I wing it. Stuck in my ways. Irony, ivory lies. Still fuck up my day. Time really flies. I'm trying to fly with it. Kill it every time that I try. The kid loved his hamster and hugged it so tight that he died. The dad hated the kid so much that he thrived, cried, took a knife, took some steps, took his life, wept, lullaby, butterfly effect, flutter by, product psychotic, clutching at his meds, medics right that it must be in his head. You can't isolate the problem, the problem's a cycle, this cycle's a long one. Besides some odd jobs, the Bible's long gone. Knock, knock, who's there? Your new messiah, a robot. We're all crops for the harvest, like everything that's ever come a cropper to our carnage. Harness to fill our pockets full of Darwin's. I see the Calculator in your head, the mechanics in your flesh, the cancer in your programming, cashing in on death. Money is God, pay for your red meat. He sent me, made in his image, brain like a spreadsheet. Black holes for eyes, absorbing the negative, fermenting the fruits of life. Pissed at everything.
Pissed at everything. Squires and Paul Griff be pissed at everything. I'm a vulture trying to stay focused. All this fuego, I'm flying like Lotus. Cops knock knock on the hot box. This block rots from the bottom to the top block. So I pop shots like ODB. Fuego crop inside the OCB. Yo, hoping that the cops don't notice me, cause I'm late for a date with the OGC. I wake up and pray like Mantis. Fuck that, I wake up and bake like
Angus.
I get myself in tune with the fuego mantras. It's suits and balloons, pale ale for afters. Dry mouth, I need a whole ocean. Smoking with Joe Rogan, potent peyote potions. Help me cope with persistent, pointless emotions. Taught by the ancient ways of the winger. 8 a.m. getting baked in my slippers. Lines for breakfast, the bases for dinner. I keep firing questions at that
face in the mirror.
Eyes of a dead man, brain of a winner. I'm ripping out spines of snakes as they sliver. Acidic as a lime or the taste of a stripper. I swing through time and every day we get iller. It's something in the water, maybe. Snorting chalk with Hagee. We squawk at ladies till they call us crazy. I'm not crazy, man, I'm fucking loco. Emotions of a yo-yo, choke out a popo for kicks. Young dog with a bag of old tricks, straight fucking up the mix. I got budliest to twist, couple honey dips to fist, then I'm ghost. Winger take note, rest in peace, brave toast. Winger take note, rest in peace, brave toast.
Yo, rest in peace. Rest in peace, brave souls. You know, like the change from the range, all the game goes. Yo, trying to rise, get some halos. That's if I get to heaven, but you know, I've gotta keep stepping on the earth, trying to fill up my purse. And since birth, that's what I've been trying to do. And you know, it's cold, my mind is glued to the fact that I've got to bring in the cash and lock it in the safe, or at least have some in my pocket so it weighs me down. It's like I'm trying to chase away the frowns and not drown in my own depression, cause you know that smoking is something that I do to build up the lessons of what I meditate on. And you know that I come and just write some verses with a tape on and then do some spitting. None of this is written, just reminding ya. Yeah, cause you know I'm just a freestyler and that's what I do. No need for a stylo, that's the pen in French. Yo, my mind and my zoot that I built is hench, and that's what I do to this, cause you know that I'm crazy like ludicrous. So move, get out the way. Yeah, that's how I do when I let out the spray from my mental. Yeah, cause you know that I don't need a pencil, and sometimes it's stressful, but right now I'm chilling like I'm billing, but I'm not. And I swear that it's the throne I'm trying to climb on. Shine like a diamond from underneath, but I still butter beats.
I need a bus ticket and some grub quick, so it's money over some shit, love over everything. Only Bell and spit money over everything. Rhyming like a prime minister or a president. I'm rhyming like a peasant villager, and it's evident. Elevate every day without getting paid. Mind of an elephant, fly like a pelican, developing feather wings higher than I've ever been, ever seen, ever risked. Why is it everything centers with getting rich?
I'm ingesting trips,
lessons with this next dimension therapist. My mushy tea recipe is legendary. Kid Welly do Clinetti getting bevied in Bukhali. Weren't aware that we were heavy, cause we're Welsh and wearing wellies. Fuck a cash fee, I jump a taxi, get free entry and rap for free. That's me, sat in the waiting room and the doctor's back. The writing's on the wall, but all their eyes are on the gossip mags. Goddamn, I'm bored, they're not flying more, drawn to crap out the backside. I rack lines and talk to Frank. I go on mad trips without even leaving my mattress. They tag it as madness, but the double helix pattern was imagined after someone eating acid. Batshit leaking out the attic. There's a lot going on upstairs, but who the fuck cares? I swear these rappers saying they're really the best, get respect through the placebo effect. I'm trolley the worst, gazebo the best. Bring your flame retardant brollies to work. Winger.
Yeah.
Oh,
open mic flavors. Moses. That was very, very fresh. Thank you so much, Poe Griff. Squires, Twinkie Blue ripped it up there. We're going to share all the links on the FUBAR Radio Twitter if you want to get involved. MCs, what's the message?
Hip-hop at FUBARradio.com with the subject saying open mic. All you got to do is send us a link to like a YouTube video or, you know what I mean? Don't give us the whole thing because we don't know. Just send us your best shit and then we'll let you know whether that shit is worthy to spread on our bread of FUBAR Radio here.
Is it sourdough?
And the producers, sourdough, you know what I mean? And all the producers, it's the same email, just attached. 1 minute snippets, 4 1 minute snippets, and make sure the subject says open mic beat. Some of you lot don't get that. I say it, you can press rewind, hear it again just to confirm, but you don't get it. I don't know what to say to you. I don't, you think about it. Anyway,
thank you so much, DJ Snips, for coming through to the show today. Femi from Ezra Collective. You guys here from the open mic. We had Astro Blacksmith on the beat as well. And to you guys for listening to the show, because this show is truly about you. Listen and download all past episodes at foobarradio.com/shows/hip-hop. And we will be here again next week, 4 p.m. Join us. And it's a peace out from me, Sarah Love.
And it's a peace out from me, the voice of Chocolate Velvet Cake.
But never forget...
Unity, brother, sister, there's got to be dance every now and then, a little honesty.